Hi, everybody. This is Sarah May for an episode called How to Make Friends That Bring You Mutual Success, or That Bring Mutual Success, or Building Friendships Worth Growing Over a Lifetime. And this is actually a request from Catherine. Thanks, girl. And she actually asked me to talk about what it means to be a good friend and ways to practice that. So I know that's a much more general topic, but I wanted to take this angle because I think it's a good way to force yourself to choose better friendships and ignore conditioned in blinders. So like just like with anything else, a job, marriage, any pursuit in your life, you will bring, unbeknownst to you, those rusty eyeballs you have into that relationship. So you can't tell that you're being blinded to certain issues and experiences that have conditioned you to be who you are. So it's like sometimes those little kinks in our person can compromise our ability to choose the right people and choose them for the right reasons. And they also sometimes can make us incapable of giving and receiving the fruits that come with a friendship. So in other words, they just get in the way of smart and self-loving decision making, and it'll be totally unconscious. So what I'm trying to do is present this topic to you in a way that will hopefully allow you to approach friendship from an intentional perspective so that you can actually choose mutually beneficial and powerful friendships that will bring value to your life and to the others who are out there right now in need of a friend like you. So this podcast is kind of broken up into three parts. What makes a good friendship, what to look for in others, and just some general rules or ways to act as a good friend. So I will start with part one, what is a good friendship? And friendships are to enhance our lives, and basically people that can share our experiences with us, help us to grow, help us to learn about ourselves. So often your heart will kind of lead you automatically to individuals who have these inherent little lessons that you are in need of gathering. So even if it comes about in kind of a hard way, sometimes we are gathering a part of ourselves through a relationship with another person. So that can often manifest in you grow out of it. So it's like maybe you use them to soothe yourself or enable you to feel stronger in a certain part of yourself until you are healed and can move on. That just takes a long time. Or sometimes you get hurt and have to defend yourself. Or sometimes you just get fed up and you decide consciously, like, I don't want to take this anymore. So you can actually bypass all of these types of relationships by actively choosing only the best in others. And even if that means you have to choose kind of against your emotions, like it's usually fear that makes you choose negative or easy friendships. So I'm hoping to promote in you the rational, positive friend selecting inclination so that you can bypass just the long way of finding the real true friends, I guess. Because the strongest friendships are built by seeing the other person accurately and honestly, and also being seen accurately and honestly by them. And it means to know one another and experience mutual love and respect. Because that's when you have trust. When you have innate trust, you can go so far in your life with that relationship. Just because you know who they are deep down, and you can rely on their ability to see you deep down. So it's almost like you ground each other in this very positive truth and awareness. And you can rely on that knowledge over a lifetime. It'll take you through thick and thin and through some of the hardest moments in your life and the weakest moments in your life. You will have this tether to kind of your own soul and this other person, and vice versa. And it also allows you both to go higher and higher and jump farther and farther because you have this kind of base. So I'm going to refer to kind of the trust that is based on knowledge of who another person is as credibility, because that's just really what it gives. And it's necessary to have credibility in a friendship. So in my opinion, there are three essential ingredients to a strong friendship. Number one is credibility. Number two is heart. And number three is reciprocity of value. So the first one is credibility is a demonstration of your wisdom and your basically what you practice based on that wisdom. So it's what makes you worthy of trust and further investment. So it's not enough just to have good intentions. It's important to act in accordance with your values and demonstrate them with your actions. So that's for you, and it's also for whoever you're choosing to invest in, because their energy and focus will be reflected in their lives currently. And your credibility will just shine through in the life you've built and the way you choose to conduct yourself. So when it comes to building a new friendship, build credibility with that person with your actions over time and just by the way you choose to show up, because you're actively demonstrating to others who you are deep down and what your values are. And that's just how you build trust. So number two, this is the second essential tenet of friendship, is heart. And by that I mean strength of character, your desire to give love, to share yourself with others, and become intimate with another person. So you have to have a good heart, and you have to be kind and supportive, but you also have to have love to give. So you have to have self-love and confidence in order to be able to give of yourself. Because if a person doesn't like themselves, or maybe they're just trapped by fear, or they're in a pain of some kind, they're going to be incapable of giving of their self and their gifts, because to do that would be abusing yourself. And that is not in support of a friendship or of yourself. It's just not, it's one-sided. So you have to be first right with yourself before you can give of that self to others. And just as a rule of thumb, in all friendships, the giving should always be equal to how you treat yourself. So if you don't treat yourself with love and reverence, you're not acting as an equal to your friend. So you're also not acting as someone who deserves a very valuable friendship. Which brings me to the third tenet, reciprocity of value. And that's basically friendships need to be equal for them to be honest and loving. So both parties have to receive a gift from the relationship that is equal in value. And if they're not, they're just charity cases. And that's not really a true friendship. It's just, it's about giving yourself unconditionally and also receiving gifts from this other person with grace. And for that to be sustainable, and that for that to be a self-loving thing to do, that friendship must be with a person who is capable of accepting and valuing those gifts. Because otherwise you're hurting yourself, and that's not to be a good friend to yourself or anybody else. If you are right now in the process of looking around your life and thinking, I don't know if I feel like I relate to anybody, or I don't have any true friends, or they're all kind of casual half friends or convenience friends or whatever it is. If you want to start to build some very strong and lasting friendships, just look around for others who have what you want more of in your life and who inspire you. So people who possess what you love about yourself and you want to foster in your own spirit. So if the idea of pushing yourself out there more to seek out these awesome, inspiring friends scares the crap out of you, just don't overthink it. And you're not going to be choosing people that are mean or cold. You're just going to be finding nice people who happen to have traits that you want more of in your life. So they're going to activate the best in you, and you're just going to rise to their level in areas that you might be weak, and vice versa. And just always remember that you have value. And oftentimes you can't see it, especially if you're intimidated by somebody else's value. But don't forget that you are a gift. Your friendship is a gift in itself that you can give to others. And you just have to be more selective about who is capable of fully receiving it. And I can tell you, it's well worth it to go through this process, because having inspiring friends is one of the most valuable influences you will have in the entirety of your life. They will enhance your life personally, professionally, spiritually, physically, and they'll just help you grow through everything, like pain, and also celebrate your triumphs. And it's a win-win for them as well. So you're going to give your gifts, which I'm sure there are many, to somebody that actually needs them and can appreciate them. So if you want to seek out more inspiring people, go to the places that represent those people. So if you want to be around more culture, go to screenings of foreign films or stay for the Q&A. Or maybe take a class at a community college. Just look for others you admire and who demonstrate the values that you hold dear, and then just relate to them with your own self-loving, super awesome language. So be open and be yourself, and that's all you have to do, because if it's a mutually beneficial match, you will both recognize that value in one another and you will grow a bond easily. And it might be a frail bond at first, but it'll just have to be fostered with consistent friend-deserving actions. So you'll just build credibility over time, and then with that comes trust. So once you have trust, that's when you can grow a very valuable friendship, and that transcends all the superficial details. It's like when you have that trust, you rely on the knowledge of your friend, your friendship's immense value, and it surpasses all the other details, like time and location. So it's like once you really, truly see one another and appreciate what you have, you don't even have to talk on the phone. You could not see them for like a year. It's never going to be a question in both of your minds. That's the level that is worth gold. Like, that's what you want, and that's what you deserve, and that's what you will have. You just have to build it from this very, very honest place. So if you're wondering why go for high-value friendships, I think just like a general, you know, partnership, when two people have mutual respect and they trust one another, and so they share each other's likes or abilities or whatever it is, you are able to produce growth that's far beyond what you would as individuals, like more than times three people, basically. So I like to think of it like a rock climber that's belaying up a rock face, and with a really good partnership or a friendship, with that other rock climber holding tight for support, when you trust each other, you can jump way farther. Like, you can go for the top of that mountain. Plus, you get all the great perks that come with a person who cares about you and invests in you. Like, they're there for you when you need them. They genuinely want your success. They'll help you out when you're low. They'll remind you of your true and best self. So when a relationship is built on something other than value, let's say the most common, which are soothing a fear or convenience, those types of friendships cannot support the same growth in you. And they also can also trap you in certain ways, like in bad habits. Like, they keep part of you inauthentic and part of you pretending not to be yourself. So a lot of the time when you choose friends based on fear that you're not good enough, it's just based on wanting to soothe that pain or hide from it, because it's like a fear you won't be accepted or a fear that you will be lonely. And that's when you start to stunt your growth. Like, you alter yourself to be liked by someone else, and you end up isolating yourself more. And you also end up stunting your gifts. So you're reinforcing some unhealthy issues that will hurt you in the long run. So, for example, let's say you feel comfortable as kind of the unconditional helper, the giver, and you never ever ask for anything in return. You don't even want anything in return. You're just giving, give, and give. And if you voluntarily surround yourself with takers, like people that actually feel comfortable not giving back to you, you're going to maintain that bad habit and basically protect that sickness inside, which is you not wanting to be seen or not wanting to be known by somebody else. So it's just preventing anybody else from ever seeing you. And that is not promoting any growth in you, and it's not being a good friend to yourself by allowing it. So how to seek out high value friendships. These are just a couple, I guess, general rules or guides to keep in mind. So number one, choose friends with rational honesty. And that's just be intentional about what you're looking for. So resist the emotional instincts to cling to the easy and superficial relationships that are usually based in fear. So curate the people you choose to involve in your life based on what inspires you. And it's not about closing off to friends or being elitist about it. It's just about seeking out the value in your relationship with intention. Because you've been given a very rare set of eyeballs so that you can identify what's awesome in specific others. And they're out there waiting to be mutually rewarded and seen by you. Number two, be your own bestie. So you've got to treat yourself like a person worth being friends with. And so that means being proud of who you are and being happy, confident, healthy, speaking well of yourself, just taking care in how you present yourself and including how you treat yourself. And so that includes being self-preserving. So you must demand good treatment from others and not accept it for any reason, just no excuses. Because if you accept bad behavior, you're actually showing you are not worth investing in because you're hurting yourself. You're showing others how you should be treated. Number three, to motivate trust, give it. So if you're wanting trust from another person and they're closed off to you and you feel like their value is great to you, like you want to become friends, just give them your trust by extending the openness first. So just make yourself vulnerable, basically. Put yourself out there. Say how you feel. Be okay looking dumb. Just own who you are, because it allows others to do the same, and it basically inspires or initiates them to follow suit. So they'll feel comfortable around you and more likely want to give the gift of trust back. So if you are one of those people that's in a tough place where you're trying to train yourself out of being overly self-protective, like maybe you're very closed off to people, I think a good helpful tool is just to literally like narrate what's in your head. So I say stuff like, I am sort of awkward in situations like this. I tend to have a hard time talking to people because I want to look cool. And just see what comes back. And just, I know it's scary, but let go of controlling the outcome. Like, don't worry about what they say in return. It's just about putting yourself out there and giving that gift of your trust. And so it's more of an invitation, let go of what they do in return. Number five, BYOV, and that's bring your own value. And you should always be striving to bring value to your friendships. It's what attracted you to your friends, and it should be the same gift you give back to them. So just be invested and engaged in what is great in life. So if you want to build new friendships, start consuming and finding things of value that you could bring to a future friendship. So just be like-minded to those you want to attract. Number six, keep all your flags a-flying. And that means just don't edit who you are to fit what you think others will like. Be open to being seen as you are, and that is what ultimately earns you real trust and respect from others. And it also looks really sexy, really confident, and it's refreshing, and it's wonderful. It just shows you're mature and you're just ready to skip the bullshit. Like, you're ready to make real progress and honest connections and build. And ironically, it's the fear of being judged by others that looks the most unattractive, because it shows where you're weak and where you're not confident in yourself or in them and their ability to accept and value you. Number 7, give freely and receive graciously. And this is just truly a demonstration of your faith and your trust in the other person, in your friendship. So when you give freely and unconditionally, like, don't have any strings attached or any expectations. And then always receive graciously. So accept gifts. The act of giving is what gives a person enjoyment and happiness. And to accept the gift from somebody is to show you appreciate them as equals. Like, it's showing you're equally invested in the relationship. And it's like acknowledging their feelings of affection towards you and accepting them. So when you deny a gift, it's actually selfish, because you're closing off, refusing to accept something from somebody else. It's almost like the opposite of, like, I think a lot of people do that because they think it seems selfless, but it's doing the opposite. It's building a wall between you and the other person, it's like destroying a connection. Number 8. Leave expectations out of the friendship. So building a good friendship is all about building that trust and that awareness in who they really are. So it's all about choosing the right people and then seeing them honestly. And once you see them, accepting the reality of who they are so that you can understand they're coming from a good place. And so with a really good friendship, you will not, they don't need to act like you. They don't need to fulfill the same, you know, responses that you might. They don't have to be anything like you. You can allow them to be who you are, and you can let go of all the individual instances. Like, no little hurdles will ever hurt your friendship, because you know that core is good. You know the value of each other's friendship, and you don't have to bother about all the little stuff. Like, you don't have to talk, you don't have to call each other back. I mean, you know, that stuff can get annoying, but it's like, at the end of the day, when you know the core is good and their heart is in the right place, the rest doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. And the last one on my list is number 9. Never stop investing in showing up as your best for your friend. And that's because this relationship, think of it like a mirror to your best self. It's about showing up for yourself via this other person and allowing them to witness the true and best you. So in order to get the most out of this for both of you, always show up to them as your best self. Because yes, you can get away with acting weak or ugly or, you know, lazy, petty, whatever it is, and you will still be loved, but that is not loving to them, and it's not respectful of the relationship. It's also not reflective of who you are. So you should act as the person you are truly capable of being always, and respect the gift that is this other person's time and attention. Know that that is not something that should ever be abused, because it's that valuable to you. And so sometimes it's good to do, when you need to do some work on yourself, it's good to make people aware of it so that they can make their own decisions about how they need to take care of themselves. Like, that's a loving thing to do. You don't have to drag someone else through the mud with you for them to be a really good friend to you. Well, those are my little golden rules. I hope you liked them. And if you are putting yourself out there for the first time, and so this is new to you, just start by deciding to let go of the outcome and build what you like about who you are. So just have things of value about yourself that you build, that you appreciate, and that you can invest in, because that's what's going to protect you regardless of any risks you take. And those risks are very well worth it because they are what allow you to feel close to others. And you'll actually be surprised. The more you go through this process of putting yourself out there, you will be so surprised by the capacity and likelihood of others to see where you're coming from and support you and invite you and share with you and probably also have a lot in common with you. So just know that the judgment you're fearing, it's coming from inside of you and it's not in them. You have no idea what other people will think or say. You can't decide for anyone else how they will feel. So you just have to give them the benefit of the doubt and give them your trust. And often they're going to rise to the occasion and show up far greater in far greater ways than you would expect. And if that's not the case, you will have gotten some very valuable experience from that experiment. So it's all about losing the fear of being seen and not loved. And regardless, it doesn't matter who loves you as long as you love yourself. And if you have very unique circumstances that dictate how others can involve you in their life or be a friend to you, just like maybe you're going through some stuff in your life where you can't do typical friend stuff, like just tell people so that they can act accordingly. Like allow them to know where you're coming from so that they can help you, they can be there for you, and they can also make their own decisions about how they want to act. And I would just like to ask you, my listener, if you don't have friends right now who would do for you what you do for them, I want you to examine why not. Like, why is that? Because I would guess that it's maybe because you've been self-protective, or some part of you has never allowed yourself to expect the same from this other person. Or maybe you're choosing people who are selfish because you have feelings you don't want to look at. So you're literally avoiding being fully seen by others. And that, I would say, you should want to change that, because you're basically cutting yourself off from such a rich and wonderful part of life. I know that it's because you're protecting pain, and it's just a self-protective thing, but to change just starts with wanting to change. So just start there and know that the more you love yourself, the more you can give of yourself to others, and that's when you can receive the greatest, most valuable gifts in return. And that is a very well worth it pursuit. So in closing, you owe it to everyone whose life you are meant to better to think honestly about the relationships you choose to keep and how they're affecting your life. And that, it just comes down to value. What is the value of a relationship that does not support your happiness and your growth? Because if you're not seeking out more than just comfort or the salve for loneliness, then I would ask yourself why. Because it's not that those people aren't out there. It's just that you haven't found them, because likely you're not acting as the person that they would be friends with, because you're not placing enough value in yourself. So there's no limit to how many friends you can have. And it's not about capping your heart to a highly select few. It's just about investing in others who are capable of reciprocating value in your life, so that you might grow brighter and faster, and then give more of yourself to others who need your inspiration and love to see their best selves. So I believe if you don't have great friends now, you should. And you deserve to find your tribe, to be seen and understood and loved in all of your glory. And you deserve to receive support and to rely on others. And most importantly, you deserve the love of yourself and the friendship of yourself. So I hope you enjoyed this. Catherine, I hope you like it. And if you like it, please review on iTunes, because it helps me a lot. And as always, smile.
Thank you.